At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you today on this Monday afternoon. I'm in for the afternoon show. I'll be in for the afternoon show tomorrow as well. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. I did fix the Twitter question. Thank you to people for pointing that out to me. Now, the little behind-the-scenes radio here. I'm doing things on the fly. I should have put out the Twitter question during the last break. Now, I did not do that. I was running around. I ran to the bathroom, had to come back, get my lunch. So I, you know, just trying to do it while I was doing the show in the last segment. And, you know, talking, thinking about what I'm going to say next, while I'm tweeting out the Twitter question, things got lost in translation. And I asked the question, how do you feel about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series compared to opening day? And the choices should have been better or worse. Instead, I put yes or no. So I did not do that as a joke. That was a legitimate mistake, and I apologize to the audience. But at TommyKelly44, the Twitter question is now fixed, and you can answer appropriately. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series than you did on opening day? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So talking about the Phils, also your one word to describe this team at the halfway point, mine is predictable. I think everything that we have seen from the Phillies so far this season has been exactly what at least I expected from this team. I think they're a good team. I think they're a playoff team. I think they probably win the division. The Mets, I didn't think the Mets were that good. Their starting pitching has been a problem as expected. And I think the Phils should, by, you know, rights, win the division. I think their roster overall is better. But if you ask me, do I feel better about this team's chances to win a World Series? The answer is absolutely not. And, you know, that's the frustrating thing, is I think this season was incredibly predictable. Nothing they have done in the first half of the year has changed my mind whatsoever in terms of them being a good team, but not a legitimate contender. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Our next question today, what's the best theatrical experience you've had, movie that you've seen in the theaters that I think was best in the movie theater? Doesn't necessarily need to be the best movie, but the best theater experience that you've had. That's our next question today off of Superman out in theaters over the weekend. And I do have a special Mount Rushmore coming up at 4 o'clock that I'll tell you about a little later on, kind of involving the superhero genre. So we'll get to that in a little bit here as well. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Now we'll get back to the phones in a second here. But I did need to touch on what's kind of been the big talking point of the day. I heard Joe and Al talking a lot about it during the midday show today. And I saw it this morning and I wanted to give my take as well, because ESPN released a survey this morning in which executives, scouts, coaches, a mixture of all three, were asked to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL. And of course, when it comes to Jalen Hurts, a touchy subject in Philadelphia, touchy subject on this show particularly, but Jalen Hurts ranked ninth by executive scouts and coaches in the NFL. I'll give you my take in a second, but here was James Jones of FS1 commenting on this earlier today.
Yeah, looking at that right there, that's awful.
Oh.
And you can think whatever you want to think about Jalen Hurts, but there should never be a list to where Justin Herbert is front of Jalen Hurts. I don't really care about what type of talent and all that you're talking about. And then Jaden Daniels is going to be a superstar in this league. I truly believe that. But I cannot put him in front of Jalen Hurts, who's been to two Super Bowls. He's had one good year. Do I think at the end of this, when it's all said and done, could he possibly be better? Yes, absolutely. But right now, as we're talking right now, after 1 year, no. And then I see Justin Herbert at 7, who hasn't won a playoff game. This boy been to more Super Bowls than you won playoff games. And we're talking about Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than him. I cannot do that. I think this is disrespectful to Jalen Hurts right here. This is an awful list when you have Jalen Hurts at 9 and those two dudes in front of him.
Now, the way this list broke down, as you heard James Jones mention there, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, and Matt Stafford. Those were all the guys ranked above Jalen Hurts. He came in at number 9. Now, I'll say this to start. I would rank Jalen Hurts higher than 9. Before people start freaking out, screaming rage bait, stuff like that, I would rank Jalen Hurts higher than 9, I'll say this in regards to the ranking. I don't think 9 is egregious when you look at the rankings here. And I want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you think it's egregious? Do you think it's disrespectful for Jalen Hurts to be ranked 9th? I don't. And I'll explain it like this. It's based on your criteria. If you were evaluating this based on last year's regular season, which I'm imagining was probably how this was mostly judged here, I think 9 is totally fair. Like, people might not like some of the guys that are ahead of him here, but, you know, you look at Daniels, you look at Herbert, Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, I think they all, maybe with Stafford being the exception, I think they all probably had better regular seasons than Jalen Hurts last year. So I don't think that's a crazy ranking to have. Now, if you're taking everything into consideration, you're taking team success into consideration, playoff performance, etc., then yeah, I don't think there's any way where Justin Herbert and Jared Goff should be in front of him. I mean, Justin Herbert and Jared Goff, specifically Herbert, they had terrible postseasons. I mean, Goff turned the ball over like 4 times against Washington. Herbert, for years now, has been a choker. I mean, they had that 27-0 lead against Jaguars a few years ago. He played absolutely awful in their playoff game this past year against Houston. And I would take that into account. But if it's based on the entirety of the season and how these guys performed in the regular season, then 9's about right for Jalen Hurts. And I know this kind of upsets people every single time where a list comes out and they think Jalen's being slighted and it's unfair, but I don't think it's that crazy. And when I look at Jalen Hurts, I'd have him ranked 6th right now. I would have him below the top 4, which I think are unquestionably Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Like, if I'm taking a quarterback to start my team, I'm probably taking one of those 4. And then 5th, I'll be honest, I'd have Jaden Daniels above Jalen Hurts right now. I mean, Jalen Hurts obviously won a Super Bowl, but Jaden Daniels in his first year, I think, carried a team that we knew what Washington was before this season, before they had a quarterback. That was a team that was not very good. The one major thing that changed with Washington from a roster perspective, obviously they brought in Dan Quinn. He's, I'd say a decent head coach. I don't think he's a great head coach. But Jaden Daniels was the main roster change that they made. And look at the impact that that had on their team. So I'd have him number 5. And that's not hating. It's just reality. And if you asked if you can take a quarterback to start your team, yeah, I'd take Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts right now. But I still think 6th is pretty damn good. I think big games do matter, which is why I would not have him 9th. I'd have him 6th on the list. I definitely have him above Stafford. I'd have him above Goff. I'd have him above Herbert. But I think when you look at the list, if the criteria is how did these guys perform during the last regular season, I don't think 9's outrageous. And I know people scream about it, people be upset about it. I don't think it's crazy, and I want to know how you feel. 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Get to the phones on this in a second, but I'll ask you, Justin, do you think 9 is egregious for Jalen Hurts being ranked in this ESPN list?
Yeah, I think 9 is absolutely egregious, and I understand what you're saying about this criteria, but I think that criteria in itself is flawed. To not take into consideration the intangibles and the postseason is fraudulent. And you're saying that you would like a quarterback like Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. If you were starting a team from scratch, you would draft him over Jalen Hurts, which doesn't make sense to me, because the intangibles are the most important thing I look at when I'm talking about a quarterback to lead my team, to lead my franchise. And Jalen Hurts has those things. Jaden Daniels was doing emotes in the end zone while scoring down 3 scores in the NFC Championship game. That's not a guy I want leading my team. It's immature
Jaden
stuff
Daniels
like that that I don't
great.
Like.
Jaden Daniels played great in that game. He's not the reason Washington lost.
I understand that. Jaden Daniels has a little bit of growing up to do, and part of that is the intangibles that Jalen Hurts has. He is mature enough to, I don't need to worry about him doing stupid stuff like that that would piss me off.
I didn't have the same impression of Jaden Daniels in that game. Like, when he scored that touchdown, that made it 34-23. And I'll just say this. I was terrified of Jaden Daniels.
And he was doing
that
emotes.
That entire game.
Oh, my God.
What are emotes?
He was, like, dancing in the end zone.
Yeah.
Emote is, like, an emotion.
I don't care about that stuff. Whatever. I mean, the guy scores a touchdown, fine.
Down. You score a touchdown when your team's still down.
And I would agree. Like, Jalen Hurts, his performance in big games is, like...
Unquestionable.
It should absolutely be taken into account. There's no question about it. And I think... With Jalen Hurts, you look at the fact, and I think the best thing he has going for him at this point in his career is the 3 best games that he's played were the 3 biggest games of his career. The 2 Super Bowls and the NFC Championship game this year. The NFC Championship game in 2022, that game was over the second Brock Purdy got hurt. So yeah. You can kind of throw that in the trash right away. But I do think like there is there's an alternate universe here that we need to at least entertain. Where what if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford? We're having a completely different conversation about Jalen and this team this year. Because if Carter doesn't make that play and the Rams score, what are we talking about with Jalen all offseason? That Jalen wasn't good enough, that the offense wasn't good enough, and that cost the Eagles the Super Bowl. Are we not?
But you're talking about hypotheticals that didn't happen. What did happen is Jalen Carter did get that sack. What did happen is the Eagles did win the Super Bowl on the back of Jalen Hurts. So these hypotheticals don't matter to me because the Eagles did win the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did carry the Eagles to a Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts is behind Justin Herbert on this list who didn't win a playoff game.
I agree, and that matters. And I think 9 is probably too low. Like, I do. I think 9 is too low. I don't think 6 is too low at all. Like, I think 6 is totally fair, and that's the thing.
The only problem in the 6 I have is Jaden Daniels, just because it's 1 year. It's the same thing a couple years ago. Everybody had C.J. Stroud above Jalen Hurts, and it didn't make any sense. And then, look, C.J. Stroud fell back down to earth.
Well, I think Jaden Daniels is better than C.J. Stroud.
But let's give it another year to see. You don't even really know what the guy has.
But we're judging on right now. Like, yeah, we're judging on what we saw this past year.
And what I saw this past year is Jalen Hurts won the
good.
Super Bowl.
No, he did. He absolutely did. But we can't just take that and just dismiss the entire rest of the season.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Like, I think it all plays into it. And I think when you take it all into account, I mean, six is about right. Like, in that 6 to 10 range, I think that's totally fair for Hurts. And again, the one that bothered me more than any is Herbert.
Like, yes,
Herbert,
I agree,
should not be above Hurts. I would agree with that.
But Goff, neither should Goff.
But Goff,
Stafford was bad all year.
Stafford, I would agree to. I've thought Stafford was overrated for a while now. And I would have Hurts in front of Goff, but Goff did have a much better regular season than Jalen Hurts did. He had a terrible playoff game, which is why I personally would put Jalen in front of him. But I don't think we can just look at the last couple games and say, Jalen won the World Series, we can throw the rest of the year out. I don't look at it that way. Yeah, he did win the Super Bowl.
You said World Series.
Oh, sorry. Mixing on my sports here. But I don't think we can look at Jalen winning the Super Bowl and just throw out the rest of the season. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but I at the same time, I don't think it's fair because you were saying earlier that the ESPN list's criteria is the regular season, and I don't think that's fair to just look at the regular season.
Well, that's what I'd imagine I would
personally weigh playoff and postseason success far heavier than regular season success.
I agree with you. Like, I agree with you in that way. I would have them have him above those three guys, but I wouldn't have him above Daniels right now. I would have if you told me right now, like, I can start a franchise, I can take either Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels, I'm taking Jaden Daniels.
I hear the argument, I disagree with it.
Okay, fair enough, but I'd love to get the audience's take as well. Jalen Hurts ninth, do you think it's egregious? I think it's wrong. I don't agree with it. I would not have Jalen Hurts nine, I'd have him sixth, but if the criteria is the regular season, I can at least understand it. Like, and I can understand how you get to that point. Again, I don't agree with it. I would have Jalen sixth, but do I think it's like the most disrespectful thing in the world? No. And I think, you know, I just think people get too sensitive with this stuff, with Jalen Hurts. And there's no question about it, man. He came through big in the biggest moments, and I was wrong last year. I thought in the postseason, I thought that Jalen's shortcomings, I thought Jalen's play was going to cost the Eagles. In the end, he was able to play his ass off in that Washington game and in the Super Bowl, and the Eagles were able to win those games. But I don't discount the rest of the season. I don't just look at the rest of the season and say, oh, well, Jalen played great in those last two games, so we can forget about the Rams game. We can forget about the Packers game when the offense wasn't great. We can forget about the rest of the season when the storyline all year long was, you know, is quarterback play going to stop this team? I think six is totally fair. I think six is totally fair for Jalen Hurts. But want to know where you fall? Where would you have him ranked? Do you think nine is disrespectful? And more than anything else, do you think six is disrespectful? That's where I have him. Nine, I think most people would agree, is too low. I think it's too low as well. But where would you have Jalen Hurts ranked and why? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones here and go to George in Maryland. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, TK? Hey, TK, do a head-to-head mean anything to you? Because I watched Jalen outplay Burrow, outplay Allen, outplay the guy in Baltimore, outplay the guy in San Diego, well, now in Los Angeles, head-to-head. He outplayed them every game. So does that mean anything to you? Because I watched it with my eyes, and you can't take that away.
Well, I don't view it as necessarily head to head, George. I mean, they're not playing head to head. I mean, they're playing against the opposing team's defense.
Did he outplay Lamar in Baltimore?
Did he outplay Lamar in Baltimore? I think they played probably a similar game in Baltimore. I mean, the defenses were both pretty good in that game. And, I mean, I think the defense was tremendous for the Eagles in that game. I don't think, like, I could be misremembering. I don't think Jalen had a great game against the Ravens.
No, I didn't ask you that. Did he outplay him? Did he outplay Joe Burrow? And don't tell me about Joe Burrow outplayed him, because he didn't.
I think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Jalen, George. I'm sorry. You might disagree.
I didn't ask you that question.
No, Jalen. Yeah, he did outplay him that day.
He didn't outplay him.
George, I was saying that Jalen outplayed Burrow.
Okay, all right. Outplay him.
Yeah, he did. One of Jalen's best regular season games.
He outplayed Allen 2 years ago. Took him down there and drove him to the winning touchdown in OT. And
I think they both played great. They both played great in that game. Absolutely.
So, you know, when young guys, I think young guys give, you know, every great team has a great roster. They never hurt Joe Montana. He had two Hall of Fame wide receivers. You know, the young guys just hawk on this roster and don't give him the dude that he needs, man. Because in big games and big moments, he comes through more times than not. And he may play bad during the game, but when they need him in the spots, first game of the season, when they needed him in the spots, he came through. And that's what all you could ask for, really, of a quarterback if you get you to win.
Well, no, George, and he does make those plays in the big moments, but I don't think we can look at the rest of the season and look at the passing offense and say they were, what, 28th in passing and just totally dismiss that.
Yeah, you could cherry pick a stack. That's a cherry pick stack. You know what I mean?
Because it's a pretty consequential stat, man. It's where they ranked in passing, and he's the quarterback.
That's because attempts and all that kind of stuff. And he had the best running game in football. You know, Jalen Hurts is in a Hall of Fame trajectory right now. If you took his career right now, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. You can't deny it. You know, you might want to say not. You know, you take this guy out of Washington. He played 10, 12 good games, and now you done motivating him way past what I think he should be.
Well, I think he's a more talented player, George. I mean, I think Jaden Daniels is more talented than Jalen Hurts. Would you disagree with that?
I agree with you. But see, one thing I don't agree with you, I don't think he got a bigger heart than my man J1. I don't think he got a bigger heart. See, and you guys keep
have you seen Jaden Daniels' heart? How would you know that? You haven't seen Jaden Daniels' heart.
I've seen Hurts. I've seen Hurts. That's all I need to know. I know he got a bigger heart than that guy out of what's the guy? Herbert.
Oh, well, Herbert's bigger a fraud, yeah. I agree with you.
You know what I mean? When he played my man from Kansas City, he beat him twice and he outplayed him both times. So, you know, I'm listening to you guys tell me about how good these quarterbacks are. But, you know, every time they snap the ball and them guys is facing them, he stands up to them. So I don't care about what you're talking about.
Well, fine. That's fine, George. What's the best movie you've seen in theaters?
Well, I'm going to say Saving Private Ryan.
Private Ryan. There you go. Appreciate the call, George. Thanks, man. Never seen that movie. Never seen it.
I'm a fraud because I've never seen Saving
you've
Private
Ryan. You've never seen that?
Yeah, I'm a fraud for that.
You're like the movie snob of WIP, and you've never seen Saving Private Ryan?
I'm not a war movie guy. Don't love war films.
Why not?
Just not my cup of tea.
Aren't they good movies to see in theaters?
Sure, yeah. There's only been a few that have come out since I've been going to the movies. Like I saw 1917 a couple years ago. That was pretty good.
That one was good. I saw that one. That was like during COVID.
What was the Andrew Garfield one that Mel Gibson directed?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
One of the best movies ever is a war movie, Inglourious Basterds.
That's a great one. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie. But, wow. Like, you got to get your movie card taken away.
I've seen clips taken away. Well, there's a lot of movies from like the early, like before I was born in the early days of the 2000s that I wasn't old enough to see that I got to see. I've seen a lot of modern movies, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of holes I got to fill.
All right. I
think the biggest hole in my library is E.T. I've never seen E.T.
You've never seen E.T.?
I'm waiting for a movie theater to see E.T. I'm waiting for them to put it back
just
in for something.
Just watch it at home.
See it there.
Just watch it at home.
I've waited this long to see E.T. I can wait until somewhere showing it.
That's so weird that you have seen, like you said, I heard you and Seltzer talking about it off the air the other day, Where does he have one of you, those little movie cards still?
No, he doesn't have a pass. No.
Okay. Like, but you guys were comparing notes on something you saw recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said
saw F1.
You said you want to go see 100 movies this year.
In the theater this year. I'm at 31.
But you've never seen E.T., which is like one of the most classic movies of all time.
Yeah, when they put it in the theater, I'll go check it out.
That's bizarre.
And they put it in for one of the anniversaries.
Well, who knows when that's going to happen?
I love watching movies at home. It's just, I like being in the theater where there's like a reason for me to not look at my phone. And I'm completely immersed. When I'm at home, there's so many distractions. Like, I have terrible ADHD. I'll look at my phone, or I'll grab the closest thing near me, or I'll leave the room.
Is it bad that I'm a kind of a phone in the movie theater guy?
Yeah, it's awful.
Well,
I can't stand that. I used to work at the movies, and the worst was when someone would complain about someone being on their phone, and you would go to tell someone to get off their phone, and they would fight back with you. Like, it's you know that's a rule here.
Right. Well, I was in the movies with my kid watching the Minecraft movie.
That movie sucked.
Brutal. It's fun for little kids to watch, but it's the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life.
It was
There's
one
no
of the worst.
Plot line whatsoever.
It was pretty horrible, yeah.
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 But, you know, fun for kids to watch.
My brother was locked in on that movie. I fell asleep for like 10, 15 minutes. Woke up, looked over, was afraid he would be asleep, locked in.
Yeah.
Literally on the edge of his seat.
Yeah, it was brutal. 215-592-9494. But Jalen Hurts ranked 9th on the ESPN list. Now, this is a survey that polled scouts, coaches, and front office people around the NFL. Jalen Hurts ranked 9th. I would agree that 9 is too low. But I don't think, like, anywhere in the 6-7 range is wrong. And I know people get upset about it. I know people freak out about it, but I have him 6th, and I think 6 is totally fair. I would have the big 4 over him, which is Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then I'd have Jaden Daniels. I think those guys are better quarterbacks, and I don't think that makes me a hater, but I'd love to get your take. 215-592-9494, all that stuff. Also, the Phillies, do you feel better or worse about them winning a World Series than you did on opening day? Next question. Best theater experience you've had watching a movie? All that on the table. I'm Tom Kelly in for the afternoon show today, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear,
no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.